We're going to learn Psochim Daf Kuf Ches. We're going to start 16 lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara is now taking us back to the Mishnah, that Vafilu Oni Shabi Yisroel Lo Yoichel Ad Sheyesev, even a poor person does not eat, and we'll soon see what else he doesn't do, but he does not eat unless he's reclining, unless he's in a leaning position. Says the Gemara Itmar, Matzah Tzorich Haseva. The halacha of heseva, of reclining, of leaning, which was done on one's left side, derech cheirus, it was done to remind us that's the way that royalty would eat their meals, and when we come out of Mitzrayim, we're supposed to be feeling and imagining and experiencing royalty and going out mi avdus lecheirus, to become free people, and therefore when eating the matzah, we have to lean on our left side. Tzorech heseva. Morer, in tzorech haseva. Morer does not need haseva because eating the morer is actually reminding us of the exile, of the golus, and that does not need to be done derech cheirus. Yayin, regarding the wine, itmar mishmei derev Nachman, tzorech haseva. Some said in the name of Rav Nachman that when drinking the four cups of wine, or let's not say four, the Gemara especially keeps that unclear, we'll soon see why, but there was one quote in the name of Rav Nachman that when drinking wine on the Seder night, tzorech haseva, one needed to do it in a reclined position. V'itmar mishmeid Rav Nachman, ein tzorech haseva. Others said in the name of Rav Nachman that by the cases do not need haseva. V'lei pligi, they were not arguing. Ha betarti kasi kamoi, ha betarti kasi basroi. One was talking about the first two cups, and one was talking about the last two cups. The first two cups are Kiddush and Haggadah. The last two cups are Birchas Hamazon and Halil. Omri lo lahai gisa, v'omri lo lahai gisa. Some said it to this side, some said it to that side. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Omri le lahai gisa, some said it to this side, that trei kras kasi kamoi, the first two cups, boya haseva. They are the two that need haseva. Why? Dehash dehudu kom maschel lo chirus. Because it's the first two cups when we are engaged in leaving Mitzrayim, so to speak, with the Haggadah. But the Trei Kase Basroi, but the second two cups, Loi Boya Seva, because the second two cups is already post-redemption. We're already out of Mitzrayim. Maida Hava Hava, once we're out, that's it, we're out. It's history. And since the first two cases are the two cups where we actually experience the redemption, that's why those two cups need Haseva. The Omri lo lahai gisa, other explained it the other way. Adarabba, on the contrary, Trei Kase Basroi, it's the second two cups, boy Haseva. They're the ones that need Haseva. Hahi Shaita de Kohav Yochirus, because it's after, by the end of the Haggadah, that's when we were finally redeemed, and that's when we need to do Haseva. Trei Kase Kamoi, however, the first two cups, which is Kiddush, which is Bechlal before the Haggadah, and the Haggadah itself, where only part of the Haggadah is redemption, part of the Haggadah is still exile. And therefore, the first two cups do not need Haseva. Loi boy Haseva. Dekata Avodim Oyinu Ka'omar. Because we were still slaves. We say in Haggadah Shal Pesach, Avodim Oyinu B'Lefari B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Pari. And since we experience exile and redemption whilst going through the Haggadah, part of the Haggadah is still a feeling of exile, and therefore the first two koises do not need Haseva. So now the Gemara says, Hashtad itmar hochi, v'itmar hochi. Now that there are some people who say the first two cups need Haseva, and some say the second two cups need Haseva, and if we were going to be makel on both, as with any Sofik Durabonon Lukula, then there'll be no Haseva. So the Rishonim writes that you cannot say Sofik Durabonon Lukula, and therefore, Aydi v'aydi boye Haseva, we actually need to do Haseva on all four cups. Also the first two cups, also the second two cups. Continues the Gemara with some more halachas of Haseva, of reclining, of leaning. Pragdon, somebody who lies on his back, lo yishmei Haseva, that's not a normal way of eating, that's not the way royalty would eat their meals, and therefore it's not considered Haseva. Hasevas yamin, leaning on one's right side, lo yishmei Haseva, is also not considered an appropriate Haseva. V'loy oid, not only that, says the Gemara, and according to Rashi, the Gemara is now going to give another reason for prakdon, And according to Rashbam, the Gemara is now going to give another reason to Yamin, to leaning on the right, why they are not appropriate. Not only because Lo Yishmeh Seva is not a normal way of reclining, but even more than that. Elo Shemo Yaktim Kono Leveshet, because in those positions, either on one's back or on one's right side, depending according to Rashi or Rashbam, then he might be Maktim when the person is eating, then some food may go down the Kono, the windpipe, Leveshet, instead of going down the esophagus, the food pipe. He could choke, it could be dangerous, and therefore one should lean on one's left. Continues the Gemara, Isha itzel bailo loy boya haseva. A regular wife, when she's eating her meal at the Seder night together with her husband, does not need her seva because there's a certain awe and reverence that a wife has for a husband, and therefore they would not, lean in that in front of their husbands. Vim isha chashuva hi, if she's a very prominent woman, tzricha aseva, then such a type of woman would be accustomed to leaning even in front of her husband, and therefore she has to do that on Seder night. Ben etzel aviv boye haseva, the son is somewhat less subjugated or less kofuf, as Rashbam says, to his father as a wife is to her husband. And therefore, boya haseva, and therefore a son, even in the presence of his father, even though there's a halacha that a son has to have kovid and yira for their father, nonetheless they do haseva. Iboyelu asks the Gemara, Talmud etzel rabbi mai. We know what the halacha is with a wife. We know what the halacha is with a son. What's with a disciple, with a Talmud, who's having the seder with his rebbe? Does he do haseva? Says the Gemara, Toshema, Abaya ki havinon beimar. Abaya said that when we used to be by Rabba, then Zoginon Abirka Adodi, we would recline, we would lean on each other's knees. Ki Asinon the Beir of Yosef, and we know that after Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, after that Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, when we were learning, when we were by Rav Yosef, Omer Lon, he said to us, Loitze Chisu, you do not need to recline. Moira Rabba Kumeira Shemaim, the halacha is that the awe and the reverence, the awe that you have for your Rebbe is somewhat similar to that of the awe of Shechina, of Hashem, and therefore in this situation you do not need to recline. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. This seems to contradict the Braisa, Im Hakol Odom Meisiv Afilu Talmid Etzel Rabbi, that in any company a person does her seva, even if he's a Talmid by his Rebbe. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya hi, what type of Talmud was the Braisa talking about? That there's no Yira, there's no awe, and therefore it was appropriate to do her seva. Is Beshulya de Nagra, an apprentice of a carpenter? He's also a Talmud. He's learning how to do carpentry, but there's no Yira there. It's not a Rebbe who's teaching him Torah, and therefore it was okay to do her seva. Continues the Gemara, Iboilu, another question. We know the halachas by wife, by son, by Talmud. What's now with a shamash, with a waiter? My, a waiter when he's eating the matzah, the Korban Pesach, the matzah, the wine, does he have to do a seva? Says the Gemara Toshima, Domer Bishua ben Levi, Hashamash she'ochal kezayis matzah, kushehu meisiv yotza. A shamash who eats a kezayis of matzah, the minimum measure, the amount of matzah he has to eat to do the mitzvah of achilas matzah, if he did it whilst being meisiv, whilst leaning, yotza, he was yotza the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mesiv in. He's only Yotza because he did Haseva. Loi Mesiv, loi. But if he didn't do Haseva, if he wasn't leaning when eating the matzah, he was not Yotza. Shema Mino, Boya Haseva. Shema Mino, indeed, we can see from there, we determine that the halacha is that a shamash has to do Haseva. Continues the Gemara of Omer Bishua ben Levi. Noshim, women, Chayova is Ba'arba, Koisa is Halolu, the Amachuyev to drink the Arba Koisa is the 4 cups of wine. Even though we know that normally mitzvah saseish as man groma, any mitzvah which is limited to time, for example, arba kaisois, which is limited to the seder, to one night a year, the seder night, so they should really be potter. No, the chayev why she'afein hoyu ba'isa anes. The literal translation of this is: since they were also included in the nest, they also came out of Mitzrayim, therefore they also have to do all the mitzvahs of the night, including the Arba Koisis. Regarding matzah, we've already learned earlier, it's Xeris HaKosov, that kol sheyeshne bebal toichal chometz, yeshne bekumachil matzah, that anyone who has to refrain from eating chometz has a chiyuv to eat matzah. Arba Koisis, we don't have that pasuk, but because of afein hayu bo'is hanes, they are chayiv. And Rashi writes here that it's not only that they were included in the nes, that they came out of Mitzrayim, rather they were a main part of the nes. The nes happened because of them. Rashi brings the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Aleph that Bishar Noshim Tzadkonyos Sheba'oisei Ador Nigalu. It was only in the merit of the women of that generation that we came out of Mitzrayim. So not only were they part of the nes, they were the nes. They were the ones that in their schus we had the nes, and therefore they certainly have to drink the Arba Koisis. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. It was said in the name of Shmuel as follows. Arba koisis halolu, these four cups of wine, tzorich sheyehei bohen kedei mezigas kois yofa. The measure, how big does it have to be, has to be kedei mezigas kois yofa. And there's a discussion here between Rashi and Rashbam exactly what this means. But Rashi learns that kois yofa means a revius. And how do you have a revius of wine? Back in the days when the wine, the concentrated, undiluted wine, was extremely strong and hardly drinkable, they would dilute one measure of wine with three measures of water, which means every revius, haloig, a quarter of a loig, which is the measure required for a cup, every revius was a quarter of a revius of wine, of undiluted wine, and three quarters water. So Rashi understood, kodei mezigas kois yofa means it was one cup of a quarter undiluted wine and three quarters water that made a cup of diluted wine. And Rashi understood what this means is that all four cups together make up one revius and not more than that. That means every cup, once it's diluted, each of the four koises was just a quarter of a revius. That's how Rashi learns this. Rashbam says that Rashbam doesn't learn like this. Rashbam understood that each cup has to be a kois yofa, and we'll soon see later why Rashi and Rashbam were arguing. Continues the Gemara, what else did Shmuel say? Shason chai, if you drink the wine undiluted, yotzo, you are yotzo. Shason bevas achas, if you drank the four cups in one go, either some explain it means that you put four cups, the measure of four cups, into one cup. Others say that's not considered four cups, that's considered one cup. And what Shason Bevasachas actually means that you drank four cups, but you drank them all one after the other. You didn't drink them in the sequence, in the order that you're supposed to, the first one, Kiddush, then Haggadah, then Birch Samozin, then Halil. No, you drank them one after the other. That's called Bevasachas. Yotza, he was Yotza. We'll soon see. The Gemara is going to explain all these halachas, but this is what Shmuel said. Hishko mehen lebono v'lebnei beisoy Yotza. If he gave his family to drink from the cups, Yotza, he was Yotza. That's what Shmuel said. And now the Gemara is going to discuss one after the next what Shmuel said and what he meant. So the first halach is Shason Chai. It's not the first one Shmuel said, but it's the first one being discussed. If you drank the wine undiluted, yotzo yuz yotzo, omar rova. Rova says, but what were you yotzo? Rova says, yedeyayin yotzo. You were yotzo, the minimum chiyuv of four cups of wine, you were yotzo. Yedeycheirus, but to do the mitzvah in its appropriate way, in its best way, a mitzvah shlema, with all the feelings of cheirus, of redemption, and royalty with drinking wine, that's certainly missing because that's not the way royalty drink wine undiluted. There's something missing in the mitzvah. The next halacha, shoson bevas achas, which we said according to, which either means he drank all four cups in one cup, or he drank all four cups consecutively, not in the order of the Seder at the right time. Then Rav Omar, Yedeyayin Yotza. It's true that you're Yotza, but what were you Yotza? You're Yotza just the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, of drinking wine on Yom Tov. That you were Yotza. Yedey Arba Koseis, but you think you were Yotza, the mitzvah and the chiyuv of having four cups of wine on Leil Seder, that you were certainly not Yotza, because for example, if you drank them all after you made Kiddush, then you just drank four cups for Kiddush. You didn't drink a cup for the Haggadah, and not Birchas Hamazon, and not Halil, so you have not been Yotza four Koseis. You've been Yotza drinking wine for Yom Tov. Hishke mehen lebonov libnei beisa Yotza. When Shmuel said that if you gave to his family, to his children, his family, to drink, he was Yotza. Omer of Nachan by Yitzchok, v'hu de ishti ruba de kasa. But it has to be that the person who made Hagofen, at least on the kois, he has to have drunk most of the cup. And then if from what's left, he gives a little bit to the rest of his family members, that's okay. But if he only drank a little bit, just tasted from it, then he was not yotze the mitzvah of arba koisus. And as with most halachas that we learn in the Gemara, nobody should rule halachically based on what we're reading here. We're making a basic reading of the Gemara. These are big discussions in the Rishonim, in the Poskim, how much, how big the koisus have to be, how much every person has to drink. This is a big discussion. We're just learning the Gemara at face value according to Rashi and Rashbam in the Sugya. Continues the Gemara. Meisei, we're asking another question against Shmuel. Dalet koisos halolu. We learned in a brisa, these four cups, tzorich sheyehei bohen kedei revius, that it has to contain a revius. And we assume it means a whole revius in every single cup. Echot chai, ve'echot mozog, it doesn't matter if it's undiluted or if it's diluted, echot chodosh, if it's new wine, which is a chiddush, it doesn't have as much of a taste of wine as a slightly older wine, ve'echot yoshon, or very old wine that's also lost some of its taste. In any case, as long as you have a revius per cup, you're yotza. Rabbi Yehuda says, tzorich shehei boitam umare yain. It also has to have the taste, the flavor of wine, and it has to have the same color as wine, which is red. So what do you see in this braisa? That we see in the ketonimius. What did we see in this braisa? We learned kedei revius, that each cup has to be a revius. Vas omrus, and Shmuel says kois yofer. So according to Rashi, the question is, we saw before, Rashi learned, what does it mean kois yofer? That all four cups together is one revius. And here it seems to be a revius for every cup. A contradiction. And Rashbam says that he doesn't understand why that should be a question, because the Braisa doesn't say he's talking about every cup more than Shmuel says that he's talking about every cup. They both just said kois yofer or revius. They weren't speaking about per cup or all the cups together. That's what led Rashbam to say that kois yofer means a revius for each cup. And now here in the Braisa, again it says kedei revius, again a revius for each cup. But Rashbam said that Shmuel, he changed the terminology. Why didn't he say that you need to have a revius? Tzorich she'ebem, kedei revius. Why does Shmuel say kedei mezigas kois yofer, like a nice, a beautiful cup? Why does he change the Loshon from the Braisa? So the very fact that he changed the Loshon, then the Gemara assumed it's obviously a different measure from what it says in the Braisa. And the Gemara is asking a contradiction. Shmuel can't argue with the Braisa. Either way, what's the answer? Says the Gemara, Omri, idi v'idi chad shiurahu. They're both exactly the same shiur. Ma'ikos de mezikas kois yofe de ko'oma lo kol chad v'chad. And again, Rashi changes the version of the Gemara, changes a few words here, and Rashbam changes a few words here, each one to support their own explanation. But what's the Gemara saying? That de havalu kulu revius. That according to Rashi, that the question was, that kois yofer means to have a revius altogether, and the braisa Rashi understood means a revius per cup. The answer is no. Shmuel meant a revius per cup. According to Rashbam, that the question was that kois yofer seems to be a different measure than revius, says the answer is the Gemara, no. It's the same measure. As long as you dilute it, one measure, or a quarter of a quarter of a loig of undiluted wine and three quarters of water, that is a kois yofer, that's a revius, and you need to do that for each kois. Omar Rava, my Talmud Reb Yehuda, what's the source for Reb Yehuda that wine has to look like wine? Who says wine has a color? Why is redness associated to wine? Says the Gemara, Yedich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Al Tere Yayin, don't desire, don't lust, don't grow accustomed to drinking yain, drinking wine, ki yis adam, because of its redness, etc. So you see there that the Pasuk attributes wine and to the color red, so that is what the mara of yain is. And indeed, we try, the Poskim discuss under which conditions one should do that, but there's definitely an advantage of having red wine on Lil Seder. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Hakil Chayovim Barbo Koisis Halolu. Everybody is required to drink these four cups of wine, Echod Anoshim, men, Vechod Noshim, and women. ve'echot tinoikos, and also children, and children, they, why do they have to drink the wine? Rashbam says, shegam heim nigalu, which they also came out of Mitzrayim. It's true that before we saw the afein hoyu ba'isei anes of the women, is even though it would have been enough just to say that they also came out of Mitzrayim like the children. But for there, Rashi and Rashbam add on that they were the main part of the redemption. The children don't have that aspect, but nonetheless they came out of Mitzrayim, and therefore they should drink the koses. Omer Reb Yehuda asks Reb Yehuda, "V'chimata eles yesh letinoikis b'yayin? What's the point? What's the purpose of giving children to drink the four cups? They're potter from being mekayim the mitzvahs. Elo, what it says Reb Yehuda, what do you do? Elo mechalkin lehem. We distribute, we share out to the children. Kloyos ve'goizim, toasted grains. One's got to be careful since it's before the second day of Pesach. One has to make sure the grain is not chodosh. It's from the old produce. So they would toast some grains. Ve'goizim." And they would give out nuts, walnuts, be'er of Pesach on the evening of Pesach, kadesh lo yishanu, in order to prevent the children from falling asleep, v'yishalu, and they'll ask the manishtano, and they'll keep awake and ask the questions that we want them to ask, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that they should be awake for the Seder. Omro lo v'Rabbi Akiva. It was said about Rabbi Akiva, shehoyeh mechalik kloyos ve'goizim letinoikos be'erev Pesach, that he would distribute to the children these toasted grains and nuts on erev Pesach, on the night of Pesach, kedei shelo yishanu v'yishalu, in order that they shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask the questions. Tanya says, Abraiser, Abelezer, Oimir, choytfin, and there's a number of different explanations what choytfin means. The translation is to grab. Some say it means that we actually take the whole ka'ara, we take the matzahs, and we remove them from the table, as if, okay, that's it, we've finished the seder. And then the children will perk up and say, hey, what's going on? Why are you taking the matzahs away? We want them to arouse their curiosity and to ask questions. Others say choytfin means that we eat matzahs very fast, and again, in order that they should ask, why are you eating like this? We eat them quickly. Another explanation which the Rashbam prefers is that we choytfin means we take away, we deprive the children from eating too early, because if they eat, naturally when a person eats, he gets more tired and they'll fall asleep. So we do not let the children eat early on in the Seder, in order, or at least not matzah, in order to avoid them from falling asleep. Choytfin matzis b'leil psachim. On the Seder night, we grab the matzahs, as the explanations we just said from Rashi and Rashbam, b'shvil tinoikos, because of the children, shelo yishanu, that they shouldn't fall asleep and that they should be awake to ask the questions. We'll see later a number of other things that get done, kedei sheyishalu atinoikos, to arouse the children to ask questions. Tanya, another braisa, omro lova Rabbi Akiva, it was said about Rabbi Akiva that Miyomov, in all his days, Le Omar, he never said, Higia Eislamud Babes HaMedrash. He never said, it's now the end of Seder. It's the end of Zman. It's now, that's it. Everybody go home. There was no such thing. Chutz Mi'arvi Psochim, besides for on Erev Pesach, Ve'erev Yom HaKippurim, and on Erev Yom Kippur. Be'erev Pesach, why did he go home? Why did he send all the other fathers from the Beis HaMedrash home? Be'shvil Tinoikos, because of the children, Kadesh Lo Yishanu, in order that they shouldn't fall asleep. At the Seder night, the fathers would go home and encourage their children to go to rest in the afternoon, so they should be awake for the Seder. Ve'erev Yom HaKippurim, and also Yom Kippur, Kadesh Yachilu Es Baneim. We know that the Gemara in Brachos, that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and in order to make sure that the children at home are eating, their sons are eating, therefore the Rabbi Akiva would tell the fathers, that's it, now it's time to get up from the Beis HaMedrash and to go home. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.